Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lo, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole fucking Angry Fan movement. We got a special interview. Let me get Dot on. Yo, Dot, you on?
Yo.
Nice, nice, nice. I'm going to call the guest up right now, man. Let's get this fucking interview started, B. Oh, man, that shit about to be crazy. Yo, I got a lot of questions to ask this. To ask this nigga. Is it? There you go, there you go. I see him on right now. I'm about to get him on. Come on, come on. Yo, yo. Oh, shit, his call dropped. All right, let me call him back. Let me call him back. Yo, yo, I see you. I'm about to get him on right now.
Yo.
Finally, finally, we live with motherfucking Cash. Cash, what up, man?
Yo, boy. What's up with you?
Nah, shit, my nigga. It's me, you, and Dot again, man. My fault for the wait, man. My fault for the motherfucking wait, man. I had to get you on, though. Can I say this from the door? I like how the energy is still going. I like how the energy is still going.
Me too, man. I'm excited, man. It's good for the culture, good for hip-hop. Bars is back, man. It's exciting.
So, all right, boom. I peeped the freestyle. What the hell was you at that freestyle anyway? Where was you?
No, I was at my crib.
Oh, okay. Nah, your ass be all Dubai. I don't know where the fuck you at. That's why I'm asking.
Nah, I was at my crib just outside, just, you know, just in the zone.
All right, so questions. So, look. You keep spitting fire at goods, like, what are we trying to accomplish here? Like a battle on wax, or do you feel like you're bullying him? Like what? I've never seen someone battle someone and keep going. I like the energy, but I'm trying to figure out like what's the end result from your angle.
I ain't keep going. I mean, he was dead after the battle I just had. More bars on deck. I mean, they paid me to write for the nigga. These niggas be underprepared. They write them little short-ass three verses, and that's all they got. It's like, I had so much shit to say, so much shit in the clip that, you know what I mean? After it was over, I decided to do 5,200 to let niggas know I won before the battle was released to the public because everybody ain't know what it was about. So I had to let the world know that I won, let them know that the culture was shifting, and let niggas know that it's not like I had to dedicate my whole life to write them battle rap verses. It's like I got wild more shit to say. It's just like that shit is life for me. So that's what I wanted niggas to know. That's why I dropped the song 5,200. And after that, he still was, you know, download blogs and, you know, went on a radio show and was bringing me up even after that again. So that's why I just decided to put them extra bars that I had laying around out on social media just to show niggas that is a complete difference. Like, you know what I mean? He, got his best shit together, went on the radio and spit some bullshit. I'm just in the back of my crib, just turn on the camera and spit the hottest shit niggas ever heard. So it's like it's different with us. So I do that for my fans. Like, I mean, the real battle rap community, the Gold Gang, the niggas that support me, they love what I do and they love them bars and you can't really get it from nowhere else. So that's why I be doing what I be doing.
Okay, all right.
Goods is already history. I did exactly what I was going to do. Cooked that man, outbarred that man, embarrassed that man. Taught him a lot about how to handle himself when he had future battles or how to promote himself, how to earn more, how to gross more, how to just be a better all the way around MC. I told him that. I gave him that. But he dead now, so we got a lot more cooking up. It's going to be a big year. The year ain't over. You know what I mean? I'm about to make an announcement real soon on who the next victim. You know what I mean? What league I'm going to do it on, what platform I'm going to do it on. I'm about to announce it real soon. So, you know what I mean? We already on to the next thing, bigger and better. He was just like a stepping stone, like I told y'all, during the promo. Like, that nigga just like the introduction.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'm seeing. Now, look, before I ask you this question, this is not even so much about you. Because I do want to chime in. I started to make a blog on it, but I'm seeing people are saying Rum Nitty is the best puncher ever in battle rap, right? I kind of want to hear what
that?
Your thoughts is on it. A lot of people are saying that. I know it was a topic on Champion. I know it was a topic on. It's a topic everywhere. It's been rising over the last couple of weeks. I've been watching it. And people are starting to say he's the best puncher ever.
I heard he just had a battle where he was messing up. Like, you know what I mean? Mumbling couldn't finish a round. I heard he lost the last battle he just had. So you can't be the best puncher if you just losing the niggas. And I seen him lose myself. I ain't see the last battle that I heard he lost. But I seen other battles where I seen him lose. I seen him forget a lot of bars. I seen him forget his rounds. I even seen him run off one time, like, you know what I mean? Run off out of the battle before when I was there. So it was like different levels of this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, first part.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah, him. That's who you said. Rum Nitty, yeah. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas keep talking about a nigga punch. Like, it's a lot more to rapping than just punching. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to this shit. And niggas got to get their weight up. That's why I just did $2 million in a week, and Rum Nitty just never did that. It's like Rum Nitty ain't got no pull, no demand. He don't got nobody willing to spend no money on him. Like, what is he, a smack battler, right? But Smack and Beasley and Chico and them niggas not ready to cut no fucking check for Rum Nitty. That's just little niggas that's uninformed saying, oh, he punch. I want to see him against Cass. But what difference do what they say make? They are not going to make nothing happen. They not going to cut no checks. They not going to do nothing. So it's like what these people that you saying are saying, it don't really matter to me. I'm about the business. And you see, like, I don't just rap. I do everything. You know what I'm saying? These niggas just rap. They just focused on their verses. I'm focused on a bunch of other shit. And I just know that that's not the best situation to set up. Especially right now, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, not even that, not even
Rum Nitty, and not for nobody doing business around it. It's just going to be, it's not going to be a good event, bro. It's not going to be good promo. It's not going to be nothing good to talk about. It's not going to be a good battle. You know what I'm saying? Rum Nitty opened up on my last card, the resolution. He opened up, and that was debatable. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a guarantee that he won that battle. A lot of people think he lost on my card. So it's like, it's so many times that we could say that it's like people think he lost that. Why is they even bringing him up with me, the GOAT, the nigga that just did $2 million in a week, the nigga that sold out the biggest venue ever, put up the biggest pay-per-view numbers. And before I did the resolution, I still was the biggest from the disaster battle. So it's like, I'm just beating myself. So why is you bringing up little niggas that really look up to me, man? Like, I don't really got time for that.
But Cash, hear me out. I wasn't even talking about y'all battling. I was just talking about punchlining in general, because I kind of feel like this. In this era, I see why everybody's saying, yo, I'm saying it's a whole different era. When you was punching, I feel like you was the GOAT of that era when it came to punchline. As far as on-camera battle rap, I feel like at one point Conceited had it on lock. I don't really feel like it's fair to say Rum Nitty is the best punchline ever, because back in, there was different eras of punching. You see what I'm saying? Do I make a little bit of sense? When you was punching, the way that you had it on lock. When Khan came in the game on grind time and was punched, I swear to God, I thought every bar was hot, this nigga said. So now, okay, Rum Nitty's punching out cool, but to say he's the best
Yo, everybody
ever,
got the right
I don't
to their
really
opinion
that's
who they think could punch good or who they think is a puncher. It's like, I just know I started that shit. You wasn't even hearing niggas punch like that until I came. I don't know who after that ran with my style or got inspired by what I made famous and started punching after that. There's a lot of niggas that punch. But at the end of the day, it's like, that's all opinion, like who you feel like you like or who punches that catch you the best and all that shit. But I don't just punch. I'm not just a puncher. I just rap, period. Like, I do everything. I don't just punch, but I just made punching popular. So it's like a difference with me. You can't bring up a nigga that came generations after me and starting to punch when I'm the one that made that shit popular. It's just different, bro. And niggas saying it changed in advance. How? Nobody not using no different figurative language. They not rhyming more syllables. It's like, what are they doing different? It's like, where is the change? Like, niggas be saying shit changed and it's a new this and a new that, and they can't even explain why they say that. And it's like, I don't really got time for that. I don't really care about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm me. Like, I do what I do. And if a nigga could get up enough chicken to get a battle set up, then we could do it. Whether it's a puncher, whether it's a flipper, whether it's a splitter, a dancer, a performer, like whatever the fuck you want to do, you could get any of them niggas and they could get the same treatment. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really, I'm not here to say who I like or who I think a punch or who I think a rap is. Like, I look at all of them niggas the same, man.
Okay. I got you. Hey, have you watched any other battles? You watched Verb and Lux?
Nah, I ain't get a chance to check that out, man. I heard, you know, there's a lot of people that ain't get a chance to check that out, man. You know what I mean? The resolution took a lot of energy out the culture, and they waiting for me to come back, so, you know. But, you know, I heard a little bit about it.
All right. Not kind of, I peeped that Verb. All right.
They tried to flip the narrative, and what they tried to do was make known what I'm about to explain it. What they tried to do with me was to make known 9 and future events after that more successful by making it seem like the URL was doing their thing and going against the industry and trying to paint me out to be an industry nigga. The shit backfired. The shit ain't worked. Bars is back. I did exactly what I told y'all niggas I was going to do. No matter how many questions they try to ask, no matter who they try to say punching or doing this or doing that, it's like, none of that shit don't matter, man. I made history, sold out the biggest event, got the most pay-per-view numbers, about to do it again, too. And it's like, you see the numbers. I put up the most views in URL history. You probably could talk about the Russian ball, some out-of-the-country shit, but I'm talking about URL. Nobody never did them numbers before. It's history. But y'all been rapping for URL for 10 years, and niggas saying they Mount Rushmore, and niggas saying they could punch, and niggas saying that they could rap, and niggas saying, oh, this person took it to the next level. Well, why they never did that before then? You know what I'm saying? Why they never put up no numbers like this? Why they never got the bloggers' views up? Why they never encourage niggas to want to blog? Why they never encourage niggas to want to step they shit up and rap? Why they never encourage niggas to want to demand bags and get more money and realize what they worth is? Why they never did nothing like that then? If they the Mount Rushmore and they could punch and they can rap and they could do all this shit. Like, it's just bigger than rap with me. I was better than these niggas when I was a little nigga, bro. I've been rapping crazy. Niggas been couldn't fuck with me. But this is what I want to show. Like, out of all of this time that passed and all of this shit I've been popping, I'm still that nice. Like, that's the difference. So don't compare me to some little nigga that just started his run.
Damn, okay. You know what?
And don't compare me to no old nigga that never had no run. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't compare me to a new nigga that's just starting his run or an old nigga that never had no run. Like, don't do that. It's different with me. And niggas could clearly see that. It's like it ain't even a argument. That's why when you see niggas go against the grain, you could just clearly see they hating. Like, but they really fans, they just don't understand how I'm this great. But it's nothing that you could do about it. It is what it is.
Okay. Okay. Speaking like, would you ever battle Hollow? Let me ask you that. Not even trying to get you to talk about people. But I kind of, the reason why I'm asking is because you know how you say you do more than punch. You're overall, you freestyle, you were like.
Yo, why are you asking me that, bro? Did his last event sell out? Did he win his last battle? Is he really in demand right now? Like, why are you bringing up these names, bro? It's like,
bro, these are the,
like,
hold up, Cass, bro.
Bro, this is how is that the top name when he just lost his last battle? How? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all niggas don't even listen, bro. Listen,
bro, do you realize niggas have follow up in the GOAT category?
At the end of the day, I don't really care. Like, that's all opinionated. Like, who is the GOAT or who you like? That's all a matter of opinion. But how many people think that way? Like, a lot of people, like, yo, I feel like this or I feel like that. It's cool, but how many people feel like you? Only a small amount. Like, I care about the larger amount of people. Like, that's for real. That's what I care about. I care about the larger amount of people. So these little niggas that you naming, they might got fans. They might got people that like them. You know what I'm saying? But how many? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is it worth bringing them up against me? Like, no, it's
not.
You can clearly see from the history of things. You can clearly see that, bro.
But I'm going to tell you why it's not fair, though. Because in all reality, bro, like, you have a bigger fan base, Cass. It's not like your fan base is just battle.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because you made music and shit. Hollow never did that.
Nah, it is fair because I earn that.
I mean, it's fair to you because you earned
the
fan base.
I ain't putting no gun in niggas' heads and make them be
nah,
my
you right,
base.
You right.
That was years
nah,
and
right
years
about
of putting in work and sticking to the script how I got that fan base that's willing to support forever. The real battle rap community, the GOAT gang,
rocking
out because I put in work for years. I earned
that fan base.
So don't say
that's
like
fact.
That's not fair. It is fair. They was rapping the same amount of time and had the same opportunity to create. They fan
but they
base.
Wasn't nice. They
yes,
wasn't
they
as
did.
Nice as you in the industry
that's
though.
They problem.
That's what it
because
is.
Because they wasn't as nice as me is they problem, and that's how they need to treat me. Like they wasn't as nice as me. Like they never was nice as me, and like they could never do what I could do. That's how y'all need to start blogging. Like these niggas is not nice as me. Like they never could do what I could do. Stop trying to compare them to me because y'all clearly see it's a lot different. There's no comparison.
They can't.
That's the.
They can't.
I can't understand how niggas can even think in their mind to even do something like that. That don't even seem logical to me.
They can't come in your world. But you could come in their world. So you've been able to do both.
Lux is in the industry, but I understand why they mad.
He never got to Cassidy level. Like even the ones that have been in the industry or have got signed before, they never reached that level that Cassidy reached. They just got their foot in the door and never really moved from there.
I guess Jay Mills. But he didn't really do nothing when he got signed, though, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he didn't really do much.
I'm not really here to talk about these other dudes, man. I'm here to give back to the culture, uplift niggas in the culture, help niggas out, inspire niggas, motivate niggas. I'm asking for more chick in my next battle because I deserve it. Niggas know what I'm worth. Niggas already know what type of work I put in.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm definitely about to get more chicken, and then I'm giving back to the battle community. So my next battle, whoever win battle with a night, I'm going to let the real battle rap community pick. But whoever get battle with a night, like, you know what I'm saying, performance of the night, I'm going to give them an extra 20K. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give everybody that win the battle on my car an extra 5K. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to put like 5-10K down for the real battle rap community for niggas to get off the ground, niggas that want to start, you know what I'm saying, getting in this business and get involved the right way. We're going to have a little budget to help niggas out with anything that they might need. So I'm giving back to the community with the money I'm charging these niggas. You never seen none of these niggas on the Mount Rushmore ever talk about giving a dollar to the industry because they can't. They're not them type
fact.
Of niggas. They different
that's
than
a
me.
Fact.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And I was saying this before, too.
When I charge these niggas up, whatever league I go to, when I charge them up, I'm giving back to the niggas that deserve it, the niggas that's putting in the work, and that's how it's going to go.
Well, question, Cass, is anything set in stone? Like, you know what league you're going to, you're just not telling us, or are you still fishing for a league?
Nah, if it was set in stone, I'd be announcing it, but it's definitely going down because I'm the energy. Niggas can see that. It's only a matter of time before something is announced. You know what I mean? That's for sure. It's just like, you know what I mean? It ain't edged in stone what I'm going to announce yet. So, you know, but it's definitely something going to happen, man, because I'm the energy, and y'all see that. Like, the game has changed. Like, since the resolution happened, the coach ain't been the same. And if a nigga think a lie and say it is, he just obviously delusional, like what they tried to call me. Or, you know what I'm saying, he just hating because the shit ain't the same, man.
Nah, you definitely bought. I feel like you bought a bunch of new bloggers into the game. Number one, you did show love to all the media. Let's be honest out here. To all the media out here, be honest. You was retweeting everybody's shit. That's one thing. I was just like, damn. I was wondering why you was doing that shit. Like, you was showing love to everybody. Nigga, a nigga might have 2 subscribers make a blog about the battle, and you'll retweet that shit. So you definitely was giving back, showing love when you didn't really have to. Like,
yeah,
no one
but
else
sometimes
has done that.
Sometimes the subscribers or, you know what I'm saying, the amount of views a video might got that they put up might not really determine how, you know, creative of their potential. Just like if somebody might have found you early in your career when you was doing your first videos and they judged you off that, they might not have knew the impact you was going to have on the culture or what you was going to grow into or how you was going to be this power that you created. It's like niggas can't see the future, but sometimes I be seeing shit in niggas, and I could tell by just how they judging life, how they analyzing the battles, and how they talk, and I could tell that they got potential. So, you know what I mean? I be showing a lot of niggas love, not just the battle rap community, but the real battle rap community, a bunch of new bloggers and new dudes that got their own input on how things should be, see things from a certain perspective and blogging about it and bringing it to the table for the people that feel like they feel.
Mm. Okay.
Out to... R Double is Retro Rob. I don't know if you heard of him. Jersey Nana, YMF, Enlightened Illumination, Easy Two Feathers, Vin Lab Mad. It's a bunch of them that I'm leaving out. I mean, you know, some of them I know. It's so many of these niggas, man, that they be on their job, but they up and coming, man. If y'all got a chance, you know, subscribe to them, man. Positive energy, male love. The Rare Rebel is like, who else? OG Grinch, Huey P. Nuisance. It's like, it's a bunch of niggas in the real battle rap community, man. They up and rising, man. And I'm gonna continue to support as long as I'm around because, you know what I mean? I respect what they're doing. Just like I'm gonna keep supporting the actual battle rappers that's in it, no matter what league they in. You know what I mean? I'm gonna continue to support. They even coming together, like I've been calling them the Avengers, and I'm Thanos and saying they was teaming up against me. But it don't even matter, man. If they call me today or tomorrow, I still be giving my input and giving these niggas help because I want to see them do the best that they could possibly do. I'm not a hater. You know what I'm saying? Them doing good or getting better or doing whatever they do is not going to affect what I do. They the only ones that feel like that.
Do you feel like you're hated in the battle rap community? Or not the battle rap community, but by the...
I'm loved.
Hold on. Hear me out. Do you feel like you're... Like the other artists are intimidated by you? Let me ask you that.
If they not, they should be. Because I'm an intimidating dude. But at the end of the day, I'm loved, though. The culture love me. That's why it's changing. That's why everything is happening like how it's happening. That's why I got access not to just, you know, dudes like you know what I mean? All of the bloggers that's controlling it, but also the battle rappers and the niggas that's cutting the checks. I mean, I'm connected all the way around the board. And because I feel the love, you know what I'm saying? And even when you see people with negative comments and it seems like they hating, you know you got to be getting an enormous amount of love for people to even want to hate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that I don't give a fuck about, I never go to their page and comment or go on YouTube and look for something they did to write a negative comment on or post us on something they did. Like, if they corny niggas, yeah, or do a blog and talk for hours about them or, you know what I mean? You could go on certain bloggers' pages and they got over 10 to 15 videos with my name in it. But they'll say that they hating or I'm bad for the culture. And when you see them 10, 15 videos, it got more views than all of the other videos. And
that's
it's
a
like,
fact.
Yo, it don't matter whether you supporting or hating. It's like you still giving me the light. It's like, it don't matter. I'm not here to appeal to everybody. It's billions of people in the world. Everybody didn't even like Michael Jackson. Everybody don't even think Michael Jordan is the best. Some people think LeBron. Some people think Kobe. Some people think K. It's like different opinions. Everybody don't think the same shit, but it don't matter. They got enough people thinking that they the best to be what they is. And that's all I care about, man. The real woke niggas, the real niggas that know bars, I'm here to come back to impress them. But there's going to be billions of other people that don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying, and not going to know, and not going to feel what I'm doing because it's just different people in the world. But that's all well and good. That's cool. But they not just saying that they don't like me and just going about their life. They need to express the fact that they don't like me. So that goes to show that they like me, too. They just hate us on the low, but they really love me.
You know what, hey,
Cassie? Do you think they do that to – do you think that they make these blogs and stuff just to get more attention, or you really feel like what they're saying about you is true, like they really feel that way?
It just depends, man. Every situation is different now. I can't really tell you how it makes us feel or what they – I just know I'm the light, man. So if you, it's like if you love me, you need to blog about how you love me. If you don't love me, then you need to blog about that. But you need to blog about me regardless because I'm the energy and I'm what people want to hear you talking about. People don't want to hear you talking about these other dudes, not taking nothing away from them, but they just not that energy. I don't even believe these dudes. Like, recently, people been trying to change their attitude and step it up lately because they seen my promo, so they trying to incorporate a little more shit and get different personalities, but I still don't believe it, man. It's not real like when you hear me. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference. So that's why niggas gonna have to keep blogging about me, whether it's love or hate. It don't matter. I don't really care as long as you keep talking about me.
Hey, Cass, would you ever start a league up or not? You just want to be strictly battling?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely do that because, you see, I understand the business. I don't just rap. I'm not just like one of them Mount Rushmore dudes that just got verses. I understand the business. I understand how to promote, and I understand how to make it better for people that's revolved around the business that I'm dealing with. Like, they might not even be connected to the league that I'm starting or whatever, but they still going to be able to benefit if they ride the wave. So I understand how the business go. I know how to make money back. I know what's most important. So, you know what I mean? That's definitely something I'm interested in, you know what I mean? So maybe one of these leagues that's already existing, I might partner up with, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Take some, you know, play a bigger part in one of the leagues that already exists, or I might just start my own, you know what I mean, get my own investors. You never know what tomorrow going to bring. It just depends on certain things, but it's definitely something I'm interested in because I'm definitely going to change the culture one way or other. So if it's with a league that already exists or if I got to do it on my own, it's going to go down regardless.
Okay. And you know what? I don't know if you follow female battle rap, but what's your thoughts on female battle rap? Do you feel there's a space for that still? Because it used to be at one point, and it kind of got – it had a decent event, but, like, is that something you feel like the mass is looking for? Or is it just primarily male battles you feel like?
These women, man, is the closest thing.
There's some dumb
women is the.
My fault.
Nah, women is the closest thing to the Lord, man. Women is a blessing to this earth, man. We couldn't survive without women, so we need women. Anything women touch or deal with is always special. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's dealing with mental shit. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe physical stuff, like as far as sports. Like, maybe women's, like WNBA, might not be as entertaining as the NBA because of physical shit. Like, you know what I mean? They're not able to jump as high and get as tall and, you know what I mean, do the same shit. But when it comes to mental shit, you know what I mean, girls should always win. So I'm encouraging them to keep going. Babs, Debo, and whoever play a part over there, just keep doing what y'all doing. That's good. You know what I mean? For battle rap. For the women, a battle rap for the culture, period. It's a good look.
Okay,
and a lot of times these girls be going harder than most of these niggas. I mean, these girls be serious, you know what I'm saying? They don't really be, you know what I mean? I mean, you got the girls that be messing up, but a lot of them be prepared, having three rounds prepared, confident, really in their shit. So, you know what I mean? I'm a fan of queen of the ring and what they got going on over there. So I encourage them to keep it going. Yo. Yeah, y'all here?
Yeah, I heard you. Caps cut up. Yo, Caps, you on? Oh, shit, must have cut off. I guess so, yeah. Yeah, so you said, but did you get to catch any of the battles from Nome?
Nah, I ain't get to catch none of them. You seen it?
Yeah, I seen all of them. I ain't gonna fuck. Before the event even happened, I said the same thing. I'm like, yo, damn, this resolution card kind of sucked the energy out. And it took a little minute to kind of pick up steam for niggas to really be like, yo, no nine coming up. Like, it took a little minute to pick up steam. It picked up a little bit. Like, all right, cool, no nine coming up. Then it happened. I think the battles was good. They had, like, three, four real good battles. Niggas showed up. And the day a couple niggas showed up, I got Sean beating Nitty, but it's a debate. Niggas could debate it, because Nitty did his thing, so you could definitely debate that.
Yeah, it's debatable about him and Sean. It's debatable about him and Big K. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's debatable, too. I ain't even going to lie. I told niggas that, too. A lot of people got Nitty winning that clearly, though, but to me, I feel like Big K showed up. Like, I don't know if I could call a clear winner on that, but even if Nitty did win, but it was still close. That shit was real close. Two good battles, though. Both of them shit was good. That might have been if Nitty didn't choke in that third round, him and Sean would have been the battle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he choked, but...
Niggas got to work on that choking, especially when that's all they do is battle rap. It's like, you know what I mean? You know that's all you do is only three verses. You got to work on all that choking, man.
Yeah, this shit crazy. I don't know what the fuck happened to the headphones. My bad, y'all. Yo, I was trying to say this. I don't want to go left, but Cass, what are the invisible rules of battle rap? Like, let's be serious. You know you can't have a ghostwriter. Like how underrated is that? Like, I feel like we need to be talking about that because a lot of niggas, rumors just have ghostwriters now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel strong about that. I don't feel like you should be out there in the ring or battling to go on that niggas with collaboration ideas. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be your own man. That's like, I mean, a man-on-man sport. It's not a thing where you could have a bunch of ghostwriters and niggas helping you and then you come on the stage and try to battle a nigga with that material. So that's definitely an invisible rule. You can't steal shit. Like, you know what I mean? Can't be stealing bars in a battle. That's like a complete violation. Now, it's like a lot of niggas that battle a lot of different leagues, and this shit been going on for years and years and years. So, it's only, like, so much current events and topics and shit. So, of course, niggas just might touch on the same subject or, like, you know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of coincidences, like, in battle rap, where niggas say the same type of shit. But how they thought of the idea was from their own mind. So it's like, even though you might have said something that somebody else said, when you thought about it, you didn't hear them say it or you didn't get inspired to say it. You thought about it yourself, and it's just a coincidence that y'all was in the same bag. That's different. But you can't actually hear the nigga say it, you know what I'm saying, or listen to the nigga say it and actually take it, like copy and paste it and just put it in your rap. Or change a few words around intentionally when you know another nigga said it and then say it. That's the violation. So I even see people try to do that. Like, they now niggas is fishing and pulling up old battles from 10 years ago or eight little PG battles and saying that I done said shit similar to niggas because I did that about Goods. But these just little battle niggas that I never seen before. Like, I never seen these battles in the lines. It's nothing alike. It's just like that coincidence that I was telling you about. But when I did that with Goods and I put that up on my social media, he was there. Like, he was sitting on the couch with Fred the God when he stole that line. Like, he was there at the Lux battle. Lux, he was standing up there. Lux was directing the line at him when he was battling Clips, and he took that line. It's like all of them lines that he took when I put them up, he was there, actually at the battle and witnessed them and seen them. So it's like different. You actually just stole them shit. And not to mention all of the niggas that ghost wrote the lines that people like, but I know that you didn't come up with it. I know the battle rapper that came up with it and gave it to you. And I ain't like, a lot of dudes is like smart, so you could just hear the style and the cadence that a nigga using in certain parts of the battle, and you can tell which rapper gave it to him because he's actually rapping and moving his hands like that rapper at the time when he say that line. So it's like, it's crazy how that shit go.
I be feeling like a lot of, it'd be a lot of coincidence too. Like,
another thing you gotta do is be believable, man. I don't believe these niggas, man.
Yeah.
So if you not, if you saying that you're gonna do something to me, but you scared to look me in my face, you scared, like you just look nervous and intimidated, and you look petrified on stage, but you saying you're gonna do something. I don't believe you. Like, how can that line fly? I don't believe you. Like, so it's like, that's the thing that I think is missing. Like, they think that performing and theatrics is the same. That's not. That's like fake shit. Like,
no,
that you
different.
Know niggas is doing that's fake. I'm talking about real shit that I believe. Like, and that's what's missing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just anything. It's just like if you get in an argument with a nigga, it could be about anything y'all talking about, and you get in an argument with a nigga, and then a nigga stand up, and then you stand up too. You never going to take your eye off the nigga once y'all both stand up. Like, once y'all both stand up, it's like it got it. It's like it's already we stood up. Like, it's about to go to the next level. Like, you know what I'm saying? So either I'm about to pop or I got my eyes on this nigga until I do pop. I'm not going to be looking down at the ground. Or I'm not going to turn my back on the nigga that just stood up while I'm arguing with him. I'm not going to do that. Like, you got to be dumb. Any nigga from the street know not to do that. But these niggas do that in battle rap every day. So how is that performing? That's not. That's like, that's clown shit in any situation, especially battle rap.
Okay, so you said, so you feel like performance, do you feel like it's fucking up battle rap? You think it's overrated? Yeah, mind you, they're expecting on stage in front of mad people. That's why they're performing.
Say that again?
I said, so you feel like performance is overrated in battle rap? Then I said, keep in mind, there's mad people in the building. That's the reason why they're trying to perform now. They're trying to be ticket sellers. They're trying to have marketability. That's
but
why they're
not selling no tickets, though. If they was trying to be ticket sellers, they was hopping around and doing that goofy shit for years. It ain't like it just started a couple weeks ago. They've been doing that shit for years and years and years and ain't been selling no fucking tickets. They ain't been doing nothing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't shit improving.
Now,
hold on,
Cash. That shit staying the same, man.
If everybody wanted to see that shit, then it should have been constantly rising. But it's not. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Cash,
the shit
is
declining because niggas don't give a fuck. How? How? Name one. We ain't even got to go to everybody. Let's just talk about the Mount Rushmore. Everybody on the Mount Rushmore, everybody had more views back in the day. Everybody was selling out more events back in the day. Everybody was had a bigger fan base, more niggas talking about them back in the day. It's not like more popping
now. That's not true.
Who?
That's not true.
Nah.
Who?
I'm going to tell you. Hitman Howard.
He just clearly lost the bill collector, bro, on a different league was that. Where was they at? They was where they was at?
Hold on. How you got bill collector being a hitman? Can't be from bars.
That's what I heard. I don't even really remember seeing the shit. I just heard everybody saying he lost to him. It's like, clearly lost. It's like everybody saying it. So it is what it is. But at the end of the day,
Hitman still took it, though.
Hitman is not more popular now than he was back in the day. His battles is not more popular now than he was. How? How? He was
wilding out
the views back in the day. Where is it?
Because he ain't wilding out.
I'm not talking about, bro, I'm not talking about your, what are you doing in your personal life? Like, if you got more real estate than you did back in the day, or are you making better business decisions? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the energy and the light on their battles. They self, they brand. Like, what are you worth? What do you got niggas ready to invest in you? Like, what are you worth? Like, I'm not talking about anything else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wilding out and all this other shit. I'm not incorporating none of that. What other shit niggas got going on into battle rap? I'm talking about battle rap. That's it.
So you don't
at the end of the day, yo, bro, it's simple as this, bro. The energy is different, and I'm here to bring that back, man. I could already see I'm doing that. There's more attention back on battle rap than it ever was. These niggas been had the opportunity to do that. If y'all want to talk this wildin' out shit, why the fuck ain't it more bigger than? Why ain't these niggas that's on wildin' out making the culture bigger than? Where the fuck is the culture? What's happening? Since they on wildin' out and y'all want to keep hyping up what the fuck these niggas got going on, why ain't they doing nothing for the culture? What's happening now that they on wildin' out? Is niggas getting bigger battle checks? Is niggas doing bigger events? Is niggas getting more millions of views now than they did 7 years ago? Because I could pull up battles from 6, 7 years ago that got way more views than these battles that's dropping lately.
That's
true. So what are you talking about? It's not like the game is growing. Niggas getting tired of this goofy shit. If that was selling tickets, this unbelievable goofy shit, then you would have been seeing shit constantly selling. But no, now that I'm back with this real shit, shit is doing numbers because that's what more people want to see. It might be a limited amount of people that prefer the theatrics, but the more people in the world want to see real shit, bro. There's no denying that. There's no way you could word it or tangle it or twist it. It's just what it is, bro. More people in the world want to see real shit, bro. That's why the shit is winning.
So, that's how you feel.
They've been talking about you should have did more personals. How you going to do personals against a nigga that's a nobody? It's not like you could Google a bunch of information about these niggas. It's like, how you going to do personals about these niggas? But I did get personal. I made these niggas feel stupid and embarrassed. But you can't give a nigga credit for a bunch of personals that's all lies and fake. That's a deduction. That's not like, all right, it's cool. No, you can't just make up a bunch of dumb shit and just act like that's personal. How is that personal? None of that don't apply to me. I didn't feel bad about nothing he said. So how was it personal? Something should have hurt my feelings, or I should have felt some type of way about something. None of that shit was real, though. So you don't get no credit for that. That's the fake shit that niggas is not cool with. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, if you're going to do some personal shit, let it be some real shit.
Hey, Cass, we have Verba Pan. He said that the battlers that you spit some of your bars to, basically was like the word was getting around that your style was outdated from the battlers who you fucked with. And he was like, watch your inner circle and this, then the third. Like, any thoughts on that? Or you think he was just bluffing?
It couldn't have been that, because everybody that I spar with look up to me. Most of the niggas that I was on the phone with, I gave bars for their battles and helped them out with their battles that they had either on my card or recently after that. So it's like, I can't see battlers talking about my style outdated, and niggas can't even explain that. What do outdated mean? Because there was nobody back in the day rhyming this many syllables or using this much figurative language. So how do you explain something outdated? Nothing that I was talking about was from back in the day, but everything Goods was talking about was from back in the day. He talking about Swiss shit. I ain't been with Swiss in over 10 years. You talking about fucking, what are you talking about? You talking about Mello? That was, what, 10, 12 years ago when we had, when did we have these situations? Everything that you talking about, R. Kelly song, I ain't seen that nigga in over 15 years. Everything you said was outdated. You ain't say nothing about today. Everything you said was some outdated shit. AR, you talking about some shit that was 10, 12 years ago. Shit been done over and talked about. You talking about some Gil shit that was 10 years ago. Everything you said was dated. You didn't talk about nothing, and the shit was fake. It wasn't even real. You didn't even get the information right. You brought up some old fake information. Like, it's like it don't make no sense. So it's like, come on, man. But niggas want to talk about dated. What do that mean? Niggas ain't rapping like me. You see that shit I just put on my gram yesterday? What's dated about that? There's nobody in the world rapping like that, industry or battle rap. Who rapping like that? Who is piecing up and rapping like that? Show me. In any date, back in the day or now. Come on, man. Niggas just saying shit. It's like this little, they just see somebody say it and they just want to repeat it, but you can't even explain it. Like, explain what you mean. Because everything that we say on this side, whether it's me or the real battle rap community, could be explained. It's not like we just saying shit and just leave it at that. We could chop it up and break it down all different type of ways. But you ask these niggas these questions and they can't explain what they mean. Like, what do you mean?
Yo, all right. When they say outdated, they're talking about your rap. Not just you, but anybody. Their rap. They say the same thing about J Mills. The style, I guess they're saying, is more modern now.
Yeah, I don't know about no J Mills. I'm completely different from him, so don't bring me up with him. It's different. I don't know about his style. I'm talking about me.
No, but you're
me,
saying
my
outdated.
Style.
I'm telling you, they're just saying about you.
I don't care who else they say it about. I'm talking about me, though. There's nothing outdated about me, bro. I don't know about everybody else. I'm talking about me. I'm the future. I do the future of this shit. There's nobody that could piece up this shit like me. It's like the future of rap. Nobody could do it. So what's outdated about it? Even back in the day, I was in the future. Like, back when I came out, if they saying back in the day, I was in the future. Nobody couldn't rap like me. Nobody. You could do it now. It's like we got sites where you could pull up, everybody got Apple Music, Tidal, this. It's like you can pull up music from any year. Go back to any year you want from when I was out and listen to how I was rapping that year, and then pull up somebody else that was rapping like that. It's like I always was ahead of my time. Fuck is they talking about? Can't be serious, man. I invented these flows. I'm the reason why y'all even got a fucking platform to rap on. I'm the reason why niggas even listening to battle rap. These stupid niggas want to talk about something fucking outdated. You can't be serious, man. What's outdated? What? What's outdated is the fact that y'all can't even ride a fucking beat. Can't even make a song. Don't even know nothing about hip-hop upright in the punch. And y'all could barely fucking do that. Y'all get on stage and can't even remember that shit. But that's all y'all focus on. Y'all can't do shit else. Y'all don't even know what the fuck a beat per minute is. Y'all can't even write no fucking bar. Y'all don't know nothing about making nothing. Y'all just write bars, and y'all could barely do that. You know what I'm saying? There's no comparison with us. I take a 15-year break off, come back and cook a nigga. Then take another 4-year break off and come back and cook a nigga. If anything, it shouldn't even be debatable. It shouldn't even be the majority, 90% of the people on YouTube, which is 2 million views, over 90% of the people on YouTube feel as though I won after another 4-year break. This is what I do. These niggas battle every 4 days. These niggas is battling all the fucking time. That's all y'all do. And it ain't like y'all dropping no album. Y'all don't got no mixtape. Y'all don't got no deals. Y'all don't got nothing else classic that y'all put out. Y'all don't got no videos I could pull up that went viral. Y'all don't, if y'all got a battle that did 1 million views, y'all don't got nothing else ever that did that much views. So that's all y'all got.
That's all y'all got.
What are you talking about?
Hollow, Hitman, like some surf. These things are guaranteed million views.
I ain't here to do that, man.
Like, you realize that, right?
Look, man, I made history, man. All these leagues that these niggas be on, I changed, man. Went to King of the Dot, made history. Came to Smack, made history. That's all I do is I make history and I change the game. I ain't here to debate. Everybody play their part. Everybody do what they do. I ain't taking nothing away from niggas. I just don't want niggas to take away nothing that I do. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't taking away from what input that niggas put in, and I ain't trying to say they ain't nothing. Just don't compare them niggas to me. I'm different.
Okay. Like you said, I mean, to each his own. I already know you feel like that. But I'm just saying there ain't some niggas who are guaranteed million view niggas. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
Surf
yeah,
is
but
definitely
not
one
in
2 of
days,
them. Definitely
not
one
in
of
2 days.
Them.
Not in 2 days.
Okay,
niggas
I'll
never
give
did
you
it
that.
Before.
I'll give
if
you
they
that.
Was them type of niggas, if they was them type of niggas, you would have seen them do it before. You know what I'm saying? You would have seen them do it before. If they was them type of niggas, you would have seen them sell out events like I sold out. It was twice the size of Gnome 9 event. It's like, and this shit, my shit sold out a month ahead of time. That shit ain't never sell out. Who, if y'all was there, then y'all seen that it wasn't fucking sold out. So that's the difference, man. So I don't understand how people, y'all can see it, bro. Like, numbers don't lie, bro. You can just see it. I'm not here to hype myself up or nothing. I'm just dealing with actual fact and the work that I really put in, man. And I don't like the fact that niggas trying to discredit me by comparing me to my young boss. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to play niggas by saying they my young boys. They really is. Like, they my little, they my young boys.
But, Cass, how can we sit here and not compare you to nobody, bro? Stop it, bro.
Nobody don't deserve to get compared to me. Nobody don't deserve to get compared to me. That's disrespectful, bro. Niggas got to put in work to get compared to me. You can't just start rapping.
Nah, bro. You can't get compared to me.
Yo, everybody
you can't
that you
say,
compared
I can't
to me just lost
to
yo,
you, bro.
Everybody that you just brought up on the phone to me just lost the battle. So it's like, what are you doing, bro? It don't even make no sense to me, bro. They just lost their last battle.
Cass,
every single name that
you
brought up.
Also, Cass.
Yo, bro, I put up more views than all of them fucking niggas that you named and 90% of the comments that I won. So it don't matter. That little 1% of the people that you're talking about, I don't care. I don't rap for them. I rap for the majority of the people. That's who I rap for.
So you saying that you're going by the YouTube comments now.
That's why I was able to put out music, and that's why I was able to demand more money than they ever could. Because I rap for the people. They rap for a little small portion of the people. That's the difference. I don't see how y'all can't see that.
Because y'all
you
rap to the niggas who feel like you won. Just like they rap for the niggas who feel like they won.
Because
there's a lot of niggas who feel like you lost too.
But don't word it like it's split, like it's 50-50. At least 90%. Like I'm just saying 90%, just giving you the leeway. 90% of the people feel like I won. And then 10% of the
can't
people
be.
Feel like he won.
Chaz, 90% of people
feel
like you won.
Look at the comments.
I don't know. Can't be no 90.
Look at
it's
the comments, 90, bro. Even the people that have been hating on me the whole run are blogging about how I'm winning 99% of the comments. Even the people that hate me. So this is not even an argument. I don't know why y'all saying like, no, no, it's not.
The only thing they can say is,
but what about the YouTube app? You know, or the URL app, I mean. The URL app has, you know what I'm saying, it only has 10,000 downloads, and everybody that downloaded it didn't subscribe. So if 1,000 people subscribe, that's 1,000 people opinion. You can vote 30 times every time you watch the video. So just because you see 30,000 votes don't mean it was 30,000 people on the app. It means it was only 1,000 people that voted it 30 times. Don't you get it? You comparing 1,000 people with they listen, let me finish. You, even if it's the whole 10,000, you're comparing what 10,000 people think compared to what 1 million people think or 2 million people think. It's different, bro. This is the world. This is everybody, not just a little bit of people. This is what I'm saying. That's what matters.
You acting like someone can make 10 different YouTube accounts and comment and say you won. Like, bro, stop. Niggas do shit like that
about
too,
comment.
Bro.
I'm not. Yo.
But you gone by the YouTube comment.
Why?
But you gone by the YouTube comment.
The only people that do that is good fans. I don't got to make 10 accounts to say I won. Who want to do that? Like, who does that?
But
like, these is not the views that showing people is making 10 different accounts. Yo, bro, you know how many thousands and thousands of comments I got, bro? You must not look. Go look. Go look. Bro.
Nah, it's a lot of comments, dude.
It's not no 10 different accounts, man. It's not no game with me, man. This is real life, bro. You could watch the battle your damn self. We don't got to go by nobody comments. I did 5,002-0 before the battle dropped on YouTube. I been knew I won. The real battle rap community been knew I won. Any nigga with any common sense been knew I won. I don't got to go by no fucking comments. All right,
listen, judge, I don't make my decision by comments, bro.
I'm just letting y'all niggas know who care about comments. Y'all obviously care about what people think.
Bro,
so I'm letting y'all people know.
I'm
just letting people know that care about what people think, that like the raw waves, letting y'all know that 90% of the world think I won. So even if it is y'all 10% of the people that think I lost, and you lost, it's cool. It's a small amount of y'all, and y'all not going to set nothing. Like, y'all not
saying nothing. Wait a minute. You're kind of making it seem like, I know what you're talking about, the real bad rap community. You act like them niggas hold more weight than anybody over here.
Like, they don't, bro. They new bloggers, bro.
I didn't hear you.
I said you keep saying that the real bad rap can do this. That's cool. I know what you're talking. They don't hold weight like that. You know that, right?
Yo, the real battle rap community holds weight.
And that's cool.
But you must be talking about the bloggers. I'm talking about the real battle rap community, period. But the bloggers hold weight.
Oh, no, because you were saying breaking
like,
down bars. I thought you meant the bloggers.
Bro, I'm not here to measure who holds the most weight. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas got head starts. A lot of niggas, I'm not here to compare who's the best blogger. I'm talking about I'm the best rapper, the GOAT. That's what I'm here to talk about. Not compare bloggers or who the best or who really doing this or who really doing that. I'm on the phone with you. So I'm not on the phone with the real battle rap community. I'm on the phone with you. I don't pick and choose sides. I'm here to better the culture, bro. I'm here to spread information and let niggas know what's going on. I'm not here to battle with bloggers or do this and do that. Niggas got a problem with what I was saying this whole promo run. So I did what I did to prove that what I was saying is the truth. Now it's edged in stone. And the world know that it's edged in stone. So now it's nothing to argue about. I been said I was going to do it. 90% of the world felt like I do it. So now we moving on. Y'all keep trying to throw shit in the air like y'all trying to create some shit to question it. There's no question. It is what it is. I sold out the biggest event. You can't take that away. I put up the most pay-per-view numbers. You can't take that away.
That's a fact.
I put up the most views in YouTube history. Me. I did. So you can't take nothing of that away. Who's the real winner?
Okay, but
who's on the phone with you?
Who's putting good name in your blog, or any of these other niggas, is not going to do nothing.
You put me in your blog is going to do something. Who's really winning, bro?
Bro,
I'm talking about
that,
I'm winning
that, no
every
aspect, that.
Every way.
You
won
the war.
You definitely won the
war. You won the debate in that. What we're saying is 90%. What we said is 90% of the battle of community does not think you won. That's what we're saying.
This battle.
But it's as this phone is on YouTube. You can look at it.
How?
It's on YouTube. You need to be questioning
the
chat where you can put that.
How are you going by YouTube comments, though?
Listen, bro, how are you going? How is niggas going by this fucking URL app? Where you
I'm not going by that either.
Times a battle. That's what I'm saying. That's the only. That's, the, that's loud in the air. That's the only comparison I made.
But you see, how,
I made
the niggas on YouTube.
I made the comparison
on,
to YouTube and URL app. It's way
but
different,
them niggas
bro.
On YouTube,
it's way more comments.
Them niggas on YouTube could do the
views,
same thing you just did.
And way more
you
people.
Said.
No, they can't.
You said I
they can't
you,
vote 30
yeah,
times.
They could. Cause look,
so
you
30
just said,
different accounts,
hold on.
To make 30 different
said,
accounts and put up a comment is way harder
not
than just hitting the screen 30 times like a heart. Like, that's the difference, bro.
Just,
so that's what I'm saying.
YouTube
got billions of people watching. YouTube got billions of people watching, and that app got 1,000 people watching. That's the difference.
That's a fact.
So what do you
listen,
mean?
You just said
that's the difference.
You heard.
So it's no.
You
reason.
Heard Bill Collector beat Hitman, but you didn't even see the battle. That's the same thing that these niggas could do. They could go on YouTube and just say, "Yo, Cassidy won." The same way
nah,
you just
I
said Bill Collector beat Hitman.
I didn't go on YouTube.
You said Bill Collector beat Hitman. You didn't even
niggas.
See the battle.
Yeah, I didn't go on YouTube. I'm talking about niggas
but
that
that's
I talked to that said that they. I'm talking about
and
niggas that I talked to. They said that they
exactly.
thought
and
they
them
said,
same niggas.
They said that they thought Bill Collector killed them.
I could tell somebody,
no,
yo,
but,
Cassidy won. And
yo,
he could
bro,
go on YouTube and write,
yo,
Cassidy
yo,
won.
Whoever, this is what you don't understand, though. Whoever could have told me that Bill Collector won could have had it right or could have had it wrong. Whoever told me that this or that could have had it right or could have had it wrong. I don't give a fuck. It's not like I'm about to tweet about it or run with it because I don't give a fuck until I see it. I judge shit for myself.
I'm
gotta let another nigga judge
is,
it. But what really matters
could do the same
what,
shit.
Listen,
somebody
can
tell
bro,
him Cassidy won.
Listen, let me finish, bro. What really matters is what the majority of the motherfucking people think. Like, what of the majority of the world think? That's all that matters. Like, what that one person told me don't matter. Who the majority of the world feel like won? Bill Collector or Hitman? That's all that matters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who the fans of the sport, what they feel is what counts. What are you talking about? Not what everybody else thinks. What the fans of the sport feel is what counts.
That's a fact.
So
but what
that's
I'm saying
all I
is
give
the
a fuck
same
about.
Way you just
y'all
told me that on the phone,
seem like these few little bit of
that
people
on
is the whole fan base. Like, stop trying to make it seem like these little bit of rap bloggers and these little bit of battle rappers is the whole fucking battle rap community because they not. If they was, they'd be doing better. They not. That's what I'm trying to show y'all. That's what I'm back to show y'all, that that's not the battle rap community. The battle rap community is way bigger than that. They just not taking part in this goofy shit that y'all doing. So now I'm back to bring the real shit back, and that's why more niggas is getting back involved in the battle rap community. Because they've been battle rap fans. They just ain't like the stupid shit that was going on.
Nah,
don't
or they're just your
that?
Fans. That's what you're mistaken. They're your
bro.
Fans. They're not all battle rap fans. They're your fans.
I got the most fans in the world then, bro. I don't
you got
matter.
More fans
regardless
than
regardless of the fact whether they match. Regardless of the fact I'm winning, bro. It don't matter if they my fans, who fans. I'm well, however you want to look at it, whether they my fans, whatever. I'm bringing my fans to the culture, which is doing more than anybody fucking else is in the culture. What difference do it make? It don't matter if they my fans, who fans. It's just more people looking at battle rap right now. Bloggers is getting more views. It's more bloggers right now. It's more niggas talking about it that don't even talk about battle rap. Niggas that don't even give a fuck about battle rap is talking about battle rap right now. Why is that?
That's true.
Because it's my
that's
fans.
True.
All right, cool. Well, y'all should be thanking me for bringing my fans to the culture because I'm helping it, regardless of how you look at it. You can't word it in no way to take nothing away from me. And that's what it just seemed like people keep trying to figure out ways to do, figure out ways to discredit me and take away from this
nah,
light I'm bringing
that's...
to the culture. Why is that? Niggas should be fucking bigging me up. Niggas should be constantly encouraging anything that I got going on because it's not doing nothing but helping niggas. You ain't hear that announcement I made? I'm giving back to niggas on my card. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving back. I'm doing shit for niggas. Anybody that mentioned me is helping them. That's what I'm bringing back. What the fuck is these niggas doing to help anything? These niggas only give a fuck about themselves. That's why they doing theatrics and acting like fucking clowns on stage because they only care about themselves and they willing to throw on any kind of costume and act like any type of clown to win, bro. You can't see that in niggas' personality. I don't even understand how niggas could like these clowns. Like, you could see all that weak shit in niggas' personality, how they move. I don't got that in me. So you can't expect me to bring that back. I don't give a fuck how much you say the new wave. This the new wave. Like, it's just certain shit I don't do. Like, I don't give a fuck how much of a new wave it is. Like, if everybody starts wearing fucking spandex bodysuits and niggas, that's the new wave. Everybody wearing spandex. I don't do that. I don't give a fuck if it's the new wave or y'all say, I don't got to follow no wave. I'm a leader. I don't got to follow no fucking wave, my nigga. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think is the new wave. That shit is corny. It's goofball shit. It ain't cool. So that's what I'm back to do. And it's working.
Yeah.
It's effective. Nobody never got it to work like this ever before. Niggas tried. Niggas try to act like they promote. Niggas act like they pop shit. Niggas act like they Mount Rushmore. Niggas act like they goats. Niggas act like they could do this or they left and they came back. Everybody tried to do little shit. None of that shit worked. Niggas wasn't convinced with that little shit because they was never me. They trying to be me. They always trying to be me. They like baby versions. They not me, so they not going to do it right. They trying, but it's not fucking working, bro. And to get this energy back, to get this shit where we need it to be, I need to be here, man. All these niggas is replaceable. Any of these niggas that you named could be replaced. They could stop battling the day of tomorrow and nobody will give a fuck. Me, though. You need me here.
No,
changing shit up. I'm shifting shit around, bro. That's
yo, Cash, nobody is taking nothing away from what you've done. No one is doing that, but we are not going to act like you got Mook and Lux and Verb and these niggas are just replaceable. No, the fuck they're not, bro. Like, come on. When
hey,
you
man,
wasn't here,
yo,
this
bro,
was him
you
out.
Say,
Cash,
yo,
hit
bro,
me out.
Bro,
hit me out.
Yo, bro, I know this, bro. I'm too, bro, I grew up in a hood, bro. You're not going to keep naming names and giving me scenarios, bro. I just gave you this whole rundown.
Bro, listen to what I'm saying here,
bro. That's
bro, when you wasn't here,
to the level where it's like I'm super feeling disrespected because y'all don't got no evidence or no reason why y'all bringing these names up.
Cash.
It's like
if
y'all trying to start fighting.
Check it out, bro.
Yo, bro.
That's cool. Check it out. Cash, if you were for Cash, you battle Freeway and we want to make music. Battle rap would have stopped altogether if we just counted on you. These niggas built this shit to where it's at right now, bro. You can't sit there and not
how it
would have
stopped?
What do you mean,
how?
Why are we watching you around?
Yo,
we're not watching you around for Cassidy because you wasn't on it.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about that, bro. I don't give a fuck about that. That don't got nothing to do with it. The shit wouldn't have moved on if it wasn't for me, bro. It would have never been at this level. It would have never even been here. Just because niggas kept on moving with it on what somebody already started don't mean shit. I'm not taking that away from them. What I'm saying is I am me. What do that got to do with anything? Where the niggas was gone and niggas kept looking at him and all that shit. It's like, cool. They held you down in the meantime, in between time, until the GOAT could come back. That's what niggas supposed to do. Like, what are you talking about? Damn, I don't get it, man. Y'all niggas talking crazy, man. These niggas had all these years of running around while y'all was watching them, and niggas ain't break no, they ain't set no, niggas ain't make no history. Niggas don't hold no records. I come back two times, two battles. I took 20 years off. I battled twice in the last 20 years. Twice in the last 20 years. And it's like I made history. I got all these fucking records just from two battles. That goes to show who the GOAT is. I don't even know how y'all can't even see that. Like, it's clear as day, bro. It's like super clear as day. The resolution was my card. I put that together. They put that shit together for me. That was my card, a card built around me. Like, niggas could barely headline. A lot of these niggas y'all bring up don't even headline cards. They, like, opening acts, and y'all fucking bringing them up with me. When I just put together a whole card with basically all them niggas on the card, it's like, damn, that's disrespectful. I told these, I just mentioned to y'all that my next battle for Battler of the Night, I'm going to give more than any of them battlers ever made. They never got paid that much money, and I'm going to give them a bonus. That don't got nothing to do with what they negotiated already. That's just an extra bonus just to give back to the culture. They never made this much money in a fucking life, and you still bringing me up with these niggas. It's like, why are you bringing these niggas' names up? Like, come on, bro. Stop it. It don't even make no sense, bro. Niggas was flipping out when Mook said he going to get 20. Like, when he got 20,000, niggas was flipping all out. I said I'm going to give a nigga an extra 20,000 if he get Battler of the Night. Nobody never did that. Like, why didn't no battler never do that before? And I'm giving money to everybody that win that night.
Well, here's
like,
here's
I want to see
but
winners.
Cass,
I want to see winners.
But Cass, you talking about impact.
That's going to encourage niggas to step it up. That's going to encourage niggas not to be fucking forgetting no rap. That's going to encourage niggas not to be fucking messing up in their first round. That's going to encourage niggas not to be fucking booing and pre-hype when they making decisions because they know it's a lot more on the line. That's going to shift the culture in the right direction, and it's going to help niggas with whatever things they want to do in their life. That's what I'm here to do. So what is the problem? Why didn't these Mount Rushmore niggas that you keep bringing up, why they never did that? If I was gone all this time and they was battling this whole time, then they had plenty of opportunities to do shit. Why they never did nothing?
Nigga, they did.
What?
Every time I say they did, every time I say they did, you say I'm dropping names. You act like, bro, Tony Slaughter, hello. You Mook was a part of that.
But what did you do for the culture, though? I'm talking about, what, like, what I just said I'm about to do, what did he do like that for the culture? That's what I'm talking
about.
My
nigga, you don't think, bro, this is what I'm trying to tell you, bro, and you keep saying I'm being funny. Bro, these niggas lifted the culture to where it is. You just said to yourself they held it down while you was gone. Okay, cool. You can feel like that.
I didn't say that.
They held it down.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't say that. You said that. I ain't say they held it down while I was gone because I was never gone. I never left battle rap. I just
bro, you did not
battle. I need the right path. Yo,
this is your first battle on URL, Cass.
Yo, so the
Cassie,
fuck what? I would have went to URL the
what
next day
mean,
if they
so
had
what,
the bag
so, nigga,
for me.
If they wasn't carrying
yo,
this shit.
Yo,
bro,
bro you trying to argue over me or you
saying?
Listening? Yo, we could both scream and holler, but is you trying to listen or not? Because you're not listening.
Bro,
I never
because
left.
They're not letting
if they would have offered me the bag the next day, I would have came back. They just didn't have the chicken for me. That's why I didn't come back. What you don't understand about that?
You're
I never
not hearing what I'm
niggas
saying,
holding
bro.
It down. The only reason why them niggas was battling because them niggas was cheap and niggas couldn't afford for them to battle.
What?
That's why they was battling. And niggas couldn't afford
bro, you're not even
that's
hearing what I'm saying.
Battling.
You're
no,
not hearing what I'm
saying,
bro.
Yo, you not hearing what
I'm saying is.
You talking about the
listen,
nigga laughing. The nigga wasn't there. Niggas was holding it down. Niggas wasn't holding shit down. Niggas couldn't afford me at the time. So that's why they was booking them. They was getting paid.
It doesn't matter.
Holding
it doesn't
nothing
matter.
Down. Fuck
even if that's
down.
True, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Stuff. Yo,
Cassie, none of that matters because
some
at the end of the day.
Just started battling and came in and getting paid. I wish I could have
Cassidy,
when I tell you
none
I'm
of that matters.
Years, I wish I could have came into all these battles just getting paid. Like how these niggas walked in the door getting paid. And that's because of the work I put in. It ain't because of the work
I
they
agree
put in.
I agree with that.
What are you
I
talking about?
I agree with that.
Stop
like,
it,
you don't
bro.
Even realize my nigga agrees with you or not. Like, I agree with everything you're saying. What I'm trying to say is, you ain't battling. You just URL didn't been here 10 years. This is your first URL battle. Them other 9 years, we were watching them. That's what I'm saying. So you can't say they ain't do shit and they ain't bring shit to hype because they
don't
the reason why you're watching
did.
Battle rap.
I don't, bro, bro, congratulations on what they did. Whoever said that they didn't do nothing? Why you keep throwing that out there?
Who said that they didn't do nothing?
I don't care if they did something or not. What do that got to do with me? Whether they did something or not, what do that got to do with what we talking about, bro? What?
Because you're saying we are here because of you. That's not right to me.
We are.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
We are.
You just,
all right.
Bro, you think you're getting gold?
You got the right
to
your own opinion, bro. I back my shit up with facts and information, bro. You could just feel how you want to feel. Like, is a nigga that could be.
So, what you trying to tell me is this?
Listen to me, bro.
Hear me. I want to be clear. You trying to tell me this right here. If these niggas never battled, and we seen Freeway versus you, and no more battles, and then we seen you versus this, and then no more battles, and then we seen you versus Good, you trying to tell me that battle rap would still be where it's at if that's how it went in this storyline? No, it's not. That sounds ridiculous.
Yo,
of course you got to get
that.
Huh?
Yo. That do sound dumb, because if battle rap ain't keep evolving, they never would have been able to afford me. I told niggas I wasn't coming back until I got a certain amount of money. So them niggas had to put in the work to make niggas be able to afford me so I could come back. So you're right. I never would have came back to battle this, because they never would have been able to get enough money if I would have stopped that free. It would have never been able to, it would have never happened. So of course niggas had to battle and get more niggas interested in battle rap to know where it was at. For them to be able to get a big enough bag to bring me back. But now that I already took it to the level for niggas to be able to have leagues and get paid from it, and then I left, I came back, and I took it to the level of pay-per-view and showing niggas that you can promote to a different level and do different shit in it and come back after all these years and body shit and still be an industry nigga. I showed that. I made history. Then niggas said, but you got to do it on the real stage, the smack stage. So I came back after that, after all of them years, and I bodied a nigga on the smack stage and made history in a bunch of other ways too that I keep naming. I ain't going to say it again. But I made a bunch of history again. So now I'm taking it to another level. Like, I already introduced this shit, made it capable for niggas to get paid, even let niggas know that there was money and knowing that you had bars. But then I come back and now I'm taking this shit to the next level. And I ain't even announced all of the plans I got and all of the things that I'm going to do yet. Like, I got big shit that I'm planning and then I'm doing it. Y'all can hear about the shit that I'm saying on the phone with y'all that is bigger shit than anybody else that y'all can get on the phone with in battle rap. So what's the
point,
bro?
You know what, Cass,
it's different.
You know what, Cass? I got a question for you. So are you going to focus more primarily? Like, how much is battle rap a focus for you right now? Because you still here. The battle's over. You still here. You definitely elevated it some. So, I mean, what are you going to do with what you just did with the culture? Are you going to primarily focus on battle rap than music, or is it going to be vice versa, or you want to juggle both? Like, what? What's your mind?
I'm not a battle rapper, bro. I'm not just a battle rapper, bro. I am bars. I am music. That's all I do is music. I do music. I write bars. I spit shit. I do everything. I'm not just in one lane. Like, I could battle, smack these niggas around, change the culture, and still drop music and stream. Like, I got shit streaming right now on all platforms. Can any battle rapper be saying that? It's like, I'm doing that right now. Like, not just my old shit, new shit that I just dropped is streaming right now. But I'm about to drop some more shit on my birthday. I got wild more visuals and wild more other shit coming soon, too. It's like, I'm not going to just got to focus on one thing. It's like, why? It's like, it's only three verses and a little bit of interviews just smacking these niggas around. What do you got to do? It ain't shit. It's like, I can do that and do everything else. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of shit I'm focused on, man. I'm changing the game. Y'all just going to continue to watch it change. You know what I mean? Y'all going to witness history. It's a blessing y'all was at the, you know what I mean? Y'all living in a time where y'all could live through it. You know what I mean? Y'all could actually see it change and see what's happening. And y'all got a chance to talk to the man that's responsible for changing it. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's a good thing. Bars is back, man. Let's get to this chicken, man. Shout out to the real battle rap community. One more time, the GOAT gang. Niggas can't even talk crazy on these fucking social media platforms and nothing like that, because the GOAT gang on their ass, but niggas is talking with sense. Niggas ain't just texting Cares One and just not. Nah, nigga, we got this shit backed by facts and information and real shit. Y'all niggas is just haters because y'all don't like to see this type of nigga exist. A nigga that's popping this much shit, but really could hold it down. Like, y'all don't want this type of energy to exist, but y'all can't do nothing about it, and that's why niggas mad. But they want to be it, though. They want to be able to be this. They want to be able to put up that amount of views and sell out venues and, you know what I'm saying, put up the most pay-per-view numbers and still be able to drop music and do videos and have fans and travel and do. They want to do all of that. They want to be that. And because they can't say, yo, I'm better than everybody. Can't nobody fuck with me. Like, not just the person I'm battling can't fuck with me. Nobody, none of y'all niggas, they want to be able to say that, but they can't. They scared. They know they don't even got the capabilities of doing it, and I do. So that's why niggas get jealous and envious and always trying to figure out little ways to break you down or make you not as credible as you seem and try to figure out, like, little flaws in your shit and all that. But you're not going to be able to do it. Niggas been trying to do that shit forever. And there's been a large amount of people all collaborating together to do it, and they still couldn't do it. So that's what does that tell y'all? That tells y'all that I'm just a different type of ball, man. Definitely a different type of sandwich, man.
So, Cass, I got a question for you. How do you feel about battle rap groups?
I don't really like it too much. You know what I'm saying?
I hate it like boxing.
When it's like man on man. I don't like having a tag team partner. I ain't really like tag team wrestling too much where you could just tag a hand for help. I don't like when you don't know who's responsible for the idea. Like a nigga could say a punch or go into a scheme and get credit and you don't know who's responsible for it or for writing it or coming up with it. It's just, I don't really like it, man. It's like, it's more down the lane of what niggas like with the theatrics and the performance and how y'all navigate with each other, but that's not really bars. It's not really the essence of battle rapping, so it's cool, but I ain't really a fan.
Okay, I got you. Now, I was asking because you see they be doing double impacts now and whatnot, and I know you fuck with Jag.
Only thing that I agree with is niggas doubling up against me. Like, just me by myself on one side, and then niggas could double up. Like, it could be two niggas or three niggas or four niggas on the other side against me. Like, I'm used to that, but I don't want no tag team partner. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so question. How do you feel about judged battles? Like, people judging them live right then and there.
In order to judge battles, you got to be able to know how to break them down the correct way. Niggas going to have more information. Niggas going to have to learn the science more. And that's why I'm back, too. So niggas can break down bars and understand the science better, even how they judging the bar. For you to say a bar is good or bad or that was hot or that wasn't or this is old school or this is new. Niggas make those comments and don't even know how to judge a bar. They don't even know how to break down and analyze what's difficult to write, what's easy to write, what is more complicated. They don't even really know. So niggas got to learn the science more. You got to have the right type of judges, you know what I mean, to be able to even judge something like that. But I never was in it where it was like really like judge, like from where I started, just like what the majority of the people feel that's there. So, you know what I'm saying? Or the majority of the people feel that hear it or see it or whatever. It's like a culture thing, like the culture get to decide. So, you know what I mean? I feel like a couple of judges, the same way like how they tried to create the narrative, like I lost and before the world could see it, niggas like, yo, I can't imagine Cass losing to this corny ass nigga, but that's the narrative niggas create. But then when they actually see the battle themselves, they're like, hit the fuck guys, how do you do it? So it's like the judges might pick a winner. You just automatically know that that person won because the judges picked it. So he already hands down the winner. But it could still be a large amount of people in the world that feel like that person ain't win. And then, you know, like with boxing, you see how that's judged and how twisted that could be. The judges don't be making the smartest decisions. And a large amount of fights that I've seen in my life was judged the wrong way. So I feel like it'll be the same thing, if not even worse, in battle rap.
All right, I got a question for you. And I'm not bringing names up, I want you to hear before you even answer. All right. I remember I interviewed Surf one time, and he said he would rather have a classic battle than a body bag because it'll be more replay value. What's your thoughts on that right there? Because I never looked at it like that. I would think as a battle, you want to body your opponent at all times. But But then if you body your opponents, how many niggas are going to keep watching, rewatching that battle? So is the classic better for, I guess, for the battle rap community than a body bag or what? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know what's better for them.
If you had a classic with Freeway, do you think that battle would have did better, or was it better for you because everybody said you body them?
I did have a three-way classic. That battle is a classic. What do you mean?
I mean, it's a classic, but you bodied him. Now, if he came,
yeah, but
good,
it's still
was,
a classic,
if it was debatable,
though.
Now, hear me out. You know what? I said it wrong. All right, would you rather have a body bag under your belt, or would you rather have a debatable with someone under your belt? Let me say it like that. I didn't say that wrong.
It's never debatable with me. I always body shit. Those dudes is the only ones capable of having debatables. Like, it's only debatable when you see those dudes because they're not as good as me. But with me, it's never debatable. It's always clear as day that I won. Like, you can see that facial expression and my body language and just the way I just feel. You could just it's never debatable. It's always clear that I'm winning. Like,
but
all
is that
the time
good for replay value? If you had a debatable with someone right now,
the way I rap is good. Just the way I rap, period, is good for replay value because you can't understand the shit I'm saying. It's like, it don't even matter if you like one of the best niggas at breaking down bars and analyzing bars. You still gonna have to play it back to be able to understand all of this shit I'm saying, because it's like it's just wrapped around so much crazy shit, and it's like the way I write is complex, so. And it just automatically make you play it back for that reason alone. Not necessarily just to see how close it was or it was debatable. Nah, niggas just want to play back my verses and study what I'm doing because it's just better for the culture. So that's all I do is body shit and let niggas study what I did.
Okay. Okay. What's your thoughts on that, Dot? I see what he was trying to say. He was saying more niggas would keep going back and forth to debate who actually won. Whereas with a body bag, they already know who you won, so it might not even be as interesting.
I always felt like a win is more important.
Me too.
These niggas be going with little theatrics and little schemes, and niggas really be not saying that much. So it's like once you see who won, you know what I mean? If it's clear, then you don't need to watch it again because you're not going to learn nothing from listening to the bars. You heard them already. You seen the little move that they pulled. It's like, it's over. You know what I'm saying? But you saying if it's debatable, they want to go back to keep seeing, you know what I'm saying, to see who won. But they don't want to keep going back if them niggas is pod. That's why they don't really get no views like that. It's like regardless if you body or whatever, however any nigga feel, it's all opinionated. Like you said, it ain't no judges. It's all up to opinion. So however niggas feel is how they feel. You know what I mean? That part, you know what I mean? How niggas feel don't really matter. But at the end of the day, you go out there. But it's like,
but that's the whole point of battle rap.
My bad.
That's why we love battle rap as fans. It's because we debate who won.
No. That's good. That's all well and good, but that's not what I do it for. I don't do it to make a nigga debate who won. I already clearly win. Niggas just got to go back to study how I rap, how I did it, and how I won. It's just like, it's entertaining, man. Like, you know what I mean? Even that's why, like, the fans, the people that love me, of course they going back. You can already look at my newest battle that just dropped with Goods. It's people saying, yo, I just went back and watched it. Wild times. I just watched it for this amount of time. Plus, it dropped, like, 2 months after we had the battle. It already been out on apps and all type of shit. And it's still doing the biggest numbers ever. So just imagine if we would have dropped it like more closer to the battle without it being on the app, what it would have did. Like, it already made history, but just imagine that. So I'm just saying, like, niggas is bars is back, man. That's all I'm gonna say, man. It's time to switch shit around, and that's what I'm doing, man. I'm here to change shit around, man. I'm here to get this shit back lit, man. Y'all could debate about how them niggas win because it's like them niggas is close. It's like easy to debate. But with me, there's no comparison. Like, it's just clear when I just clearly win.
So you just smoked good, just tore that nigga up.
But even my haters, I be seeing some hater bloggers like, yo, I just watched it for the 10th time. It's like, so it don't matter, man. Even if you hate me, you want to just figure out an angle of how you can hate, you got to keep watching it. Like, you got to watch it for whatever reason is cool with me.
Okay. Where do you see battle rap going? Like, its peak? Is there a peak for battle? Has battle rap reached its peak? Are you trying to help it? Like,
I see it going as far as I take it. And after I'm done with it, whoever after that, they got next. But until I'm done with it, as far as I take it, that's where it's going to go. That's how it's been the whole time. It always been on my back as far as I've been taking it. Nobody else ain't responsible for taking battle rap to the level it's at. Of course, like you said earlier, niggas play their part and niggas battle rap. I'm talking about taking it to levels. Like, you got to take this shit to levels. And, like, niggas never did that before.
Okay. I mean, I can't get mad at that. Like you said, man, like, we can see what you're doing. No one can dispute that. No one can argue that.
I'm just getting started, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just getting started. Like, what I told you, man. Like, I actually, like, you know what I mean? Ain't even really go hard on niggas. I really was taking a lot of losses this time around to make it happen for the culture. I ain't do this for myself. I always take the shorts just to make this shit happen, just to show niggas what potential the culture got, and just to show niggas how big the battle rap community is, because they thought it was just small. They just thought it was the URL fan base. They thought it was a little bit of people. But now they see, like, yo, it's a lot of motherfuckers that fuck with battle rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I just showed the world that. So I'm happy, man. Niggas get to see it. More niggas interested. I got a lot more planned for the year. A lot more battle rappers going to eat, get in better situations. I already been predicting that soon you're about to see the battle rappers and the niggas that focus on lyrics with the cars and the jury and looking like they up like these entertainers real soon, because it's a big business. There's money in it, man. But niggas going to have to really get serious and stop thinking that you're going to be able to play around with this shit and just steal a bag. Now you're going to have to focus on what battle rap really about and start entertaining the fans more. But if niggas do that, there's definitely a bag waiting for them.
And you know what? I want to ask you this, too, because you're talking about business, all right? You obviously know your worth. You set your price. Unless you're taking a short for whatever reason, you set your price, and that's what it is. Like, how do you actually know your worth? Like, battlers be out here like, I'm worth this. I'm worth $30,000. I'm worth $25,000. How the fuck do you know what your actual worth is?
Well, I don't know how they would know what their worth is, but I know my worth because I know what I'm capable of, not just far as rapping. I know I'm the best rapper. Nobody can rap better than me, but aside of that, I understand the business and how this should work. I understand why everybody is in it, and everybody not in it just to sit at the rap. All them people that you see revolved around battle rap is not in it to write a hot rap. Niggas got other interests. So I know why they in it. I understand how that shit works. And I understand how to improve it and how to play my part to make it better for everybody. So.
Okay. All right, that's what's going on, man. There you go. That's what's up. So you, any what's going on with any music coming out? All right.
Yeah, my birthday, July 7th, man. New music dropping on my birthday, July 7th. I got a present for the streets.
Oh, shit. Damn, okay. On your birthday. That's next fucking week. That's what? How many weeks? What, week and a half, 2 weeks?
July 7th, man. 7-7, man. 7-7 is going down.
So is it an album? Is it more like, what's your angle on this? Let me ask you that.
You just got to stay tuned, man. You got to see, man. It's definitely something special for the streets, though.
Your album's always been different, if you really look at it. They always have been different. The first one, they tried to say it was commercial. Then you came back when it was, even though it got leaked somewhat, it was more the street. You had the more religious album. Yeah, first came home. So your albums ain't never been the same. That's what I'm asking. Like, what kind of angle, what kind of mentality do you have on it? But that's what's up. I'm going to wait till the summer to see, to find out.
My new angle right now, though, is just bars is back and helping niggas understand the science, man. So it's like I'm in science mode, man. I'm the scientist right now, just in the lab, man, trying to figure out this potion to change this shit up. So that's the bag I'm in right now.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But look, hey, Cash, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on. I know you're busy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, whatever. Holla at me. You already know what's up, man.
Nah, I appreciate you for having me, man. Keep holding it down. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Everybody out there that's been supporting, that viewed the battle, that bought the pay-per-view or watched or commented or did anything, man, I appreciate the support is going down. I already made history. Everybody excited, so I couldn't have did it without y'all's support. I appreciate it. I got a lot more coming for the culture, man. And just know that Bars is back. I'm on my bullshit. Niggas ain't fucking with me. If y'all ain't go check out that new freestyle I just put up on the gram yesterday, go check that out. I'm blacking out on niggas. And I'm going to continue to do my thing on my birthday, July 7th. We got a project coming, man. The scientists, I'm in the lab. Let's get to it.
Earl, that's what it is, man. Hey, man, I'm in touch, man. And that shit dropping once you back up here.
Let's get it, boy. Let's get it.
That's what it is. Be safe, my nigga.
Peace.
Peace. Shout out to Cassidy. Oh, Dot dropped. I didn't even know Dot dropped. All right. Okay.